The Guggenheim in New York is among the most important and influential art museums in the world. The architecturally innovative building holds an outstanding collection belonging to the Solomon R. Guggenheim Foundation, which includes Impressionist, Post-Impressionist, and contemporary artworks by Pablo Picasso, Vasily Kandinsky, Paul Klee, Paul Cézanne, and Pierre-Auguste Renoir. But who exactly was Solomon Guggenheim? An American businessman and art collector, Solomon Robert Guggenheim, was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1861. He belonged to a family of Swiss Jewish origins who were in the mining business. When gold was discovered in Alaska, Guggenheim founded the profitable Yukon Gold Company. In 1895, he married Irene Rothschild, the daughter of a prominent German Jewish emigre called Victor Henry Rothschild. The Guggenheims became one of the wealthiest families in the country. Guggenheim began collecting art in 1890 with an initial focus on the old masters. A turning point came in 1926 when, at age 66, he met abstract artist Hilla von Riebe. She introduced him to European avant-garde art and advised him to collect non-objective works. This was to transform Guggenheim's vision. 4 years later, the two visited Kandinsky's studio in Germany. Guggenheim began purchasing the Russian painter's work, which formed a crucial part of his collection. Initially, the Guggenheim had a different location and name than it does today. The Solomon R. Guggenheim Foundation, a nonprofit organization, was established in 1937, and 2 years later, the Museum of Non-Objective Painting was created under the leadership of von Riebe. During the 1940s, the foundation acquired many paintings by Marc Chagall, Piet Mondrian, Fernand Léger, Amedeo Modigliani, and Picasso, among others. In 1943, the necessity of a permanent building for the collection saw von Riebe and Guggenheim write a letter to the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. They asked him to design a building in the organic architecture style that blended with the urban environment of New York City. After considering different locations, they settled on a lot the collector owned on Fifth Avenue. It was near Central Park, just blocks from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and among rows of pre-war limestone and glazed brick buildings, all appearing like boxes of the same height. The building, based on hundreds of sketches, took 16 years to complete. It would be Lloyd Wright's first and only creation in the city, and his only museum in the world. Sadly, neither Guggenheim nor the architect saw it completed. Solomon R. Guggenheim died in 1949, and Lloyd Wright died in April 1959. Just 6 months before the museum opened. The circular building was certainly unconventional for an art museum. The concept was that of an inverted ziggurat, such as found in ancient Mesopotamia. Visitors were meant to ride to the top in an elevator, then descend by way of a spiral ramp, 431 meters long, with an 18-degree tilt, while they admired the art placed in the many bays on each of the 6 floors. There are no straight lines or vertical walls in the building. Visitors are all visible to each other, and art can be viewed both close up and from as far away as the opposite side of the building. On the outside and inside, it is painted pure white, with a sleek and slightly glossy finish. Great consideration was given to the wholesome sensorial experience of viewing art. The building was designed to be a piece of art in itself, to be enjoyed along with the paintings or other art forms. It resembles the shell of a nautilus, where space flows freely in the interior. It is topped by an oculus, a dome of 169 glass panels, 18 meters wide, through which natural light flows in, drenching the space and shifting constantly with the movement of the sun and the clouds. The Guggenheim broke many rules and challenged conventions of its time, earning a number of unflattering descriptions and names. Some people said it looked like a washing machine, others, a bowl of oatmeal. Today, however, it is greatly admired and attracts tourists and visitors from all over the world.